Welcome back to Unshuck Yourself, a Recycle Corn podcast series. We cut out the chaff and get right to the good stuff so you can get on with your day. These are quick episodes where we talk candidly about getting out of our own way and creating a life that works for you. I'm your host, Ben DeLeon, and today we're tackling that heavy, frustrating feeling of being stuck. First off, I want to challenge that idea. Because more often than not, you're not truly stuck. You're just parked. And the good news is, you can put it in drive anytime you want. Feeling stuck is one of the most common frustrations I hear from people. I hear it all the time. They say things like, I'm stuck in this job, stuck in this relationship, stuck living here. My creativity is stuck. That word stuck makes it sound like you're trapped in quicksand, helpless, immobile, waiting for someone else to pull you out. But if we're being real, a lot of the time we're not really stuck at all. We're just parked. The engine's still running, but the car isn't moving. We're waiting before we put it in gear, waiting for clarity, waiting for courage, waiting for the perfect sign, or waiting for someone else to tell us what to do. And here's the hard truth. Waiting becomes a habit. It feels safe. It feels comfortable. And it becomes your go-to excuse. You tell yourself, I'll start moving when I'm ready. But here's the thing. Readiness rarely shows up on its own. You don't wake up one day with a letter in the mail that says, congratulations, you're now officially ready to change your life. Readiness is something you build. And the longer you stay parked, the harder it feels to get it going again. And this just isn't my observation here, it's science. Newton's first law of motion states that an object in motion will remain in motion, but it does take substantially more energy for an object at rest to begin motion than to stay in motion. So if we're speaking in scientific terms, it's actually easier to just keep going than it is to stop and start and stop and start. So here's the truth. Being parked is a choice. However, moving forward is also a choice. Think about it. You can't steer a parked car. The steering wheel doesn't make a difference if the car is not moving. You've got to put it in drive before you can change direction. Life works the exact same way. You can't always know the perfect path or guarantee the perfect outcome, but you can start moving. And once you do, you'll figure things out along the way. And you don't have to go from 0 to 100 overnight. This isn't about flooring it. Start small. Take one action towards the change you want, no matter how small it feels. If you want a new job, update your resume today, not next week, today. If you want to get healthier, take a 10-minute walk after you finish this episode, or better yet, while you're listening to this episode. If you want to connect with people, send a message to someone you haven't talked to in a while. Those little steps won't instantly transform your life, but they break the inertia. And once you've got momentum, the bigger moves don't feel so overwhelming. I always recommend James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, for this. He breaks down the power of small, incremental steps way better than I ever could. But the principle is simple. Tiny actions compound over time. The difference between staying parked and putting it in drive is that one leads to possibility. The other guarantees nothing changes. I had a friend, Miguel, who was deeply unhappy at his job. He'd been talking about leaving for years, but he always had a reason to wait. Timing wasn't right. He didn't have enough savings. He wasn't sure what he wanted to do next. One day I told him offhandedly in conversation, like, you're not really stuck. You're just parked. And something about that clicked. He realized at that moment that he had more control over the situation than he thought. So he made one decision to apply for just one job every day. It was small, manageable, but it got the wheels turning. 6 weeks later, he had an offer from a company that valued him, paid him more, and gave him room to grow. The real win wasn't the job. The real win was him realizing he didn't need permission to move. You just needed to put it in drive. And I'll be honest, this isn't just a story about other people. I've caught myself parked plenty of times, especially when it comes to creative projects. I've been there times I've sat on ideas for months telling myself I was waiting for the right inspiration, the right tools, the right time. The truth was I was afraid. Afraid to start without a perfect plan. Afraid to fail before I even began. But every single time I finally forced myself to take one small step, record a test episode, jot down a messy outline, share a half-baked idea with a colleague, that's when the wheels started turning. And here's what surprised me. Once I was moving, it was actually easier to keep going than it was to stop and overthink. Momentum works like gravity. It pulls you forward if you let it. So here's today's takeaway. You're not stuck, you're parked. And you have the power to move forward at any time. You don't need the perfect plan. You don't need permission. You don't need the stars to align. You just need to take one action, no matter how small, and let momentum carry you into the next. So here's my challenge for you. Before the day ends, do one thing you've been putting off. Send the email, take that walk, make the call, whatever it is. Just one small action to put yourself back in drive. Well, if this episode helped you at all, please share it with a friend who's feeling stuck. And if you feel like we've earned it, hit subscribe and maybe even leave a 5-star review. It really does help more people discover the show. Once again, I'm Ben DeLeon, and this has been Unshuck Yourself. Until next time, remember, you're not stuck. You're just parked. Now put it in drive, and let's see how far you go. See you out there, Nation.